9106.
9106, go ahead.
I just arrived in the area. It's actually an accident. The other car that was involved is parked on the curb, and that other vehicle is right in the middle of the road, right where the little island is. So yeah, the buses definitely aren't going to be able to go around that. I'll have to talk to them and see if they've got a hold of tow trucks and police and all that yet.
All right, copy that. And we did have a 15 do that reroute. Apparently it was that they were able to go through just fine.
Well, I was actually just going to ask you about that. I was behind the bus that just made that right turn. It is really tight. That bus had to swing all the way into oncoming lane to be able to make the turn around because there's a power line pole right there, and it's a one lane each way. So, I mean, they can make it, but they're going to be required to go into oncoming traffic, almost the whole front end of the bus, or else they're not going to be able to make that turn.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, they didn't relay that. So let's we can go ahead and review the reroute if you like.
Yeah, let me, you guys can probably see it better than me on the map currently. Let me go talk to these people real quick. But yeah, if you see a wider area, I'm just afraid that one of these drivers may not swing over and hit that pole, or they'll swing over and, you know, almost get hit head on.
All right, copy that. And I just want to confirm with you the turn in question that you're concerned about. Is that onto Yamhill?
No, this is the one that's actually turning back on the Belmont from 30th. I was just right behind the bus, and they swung all the way into the other lane just to be able to make the turn.
All right, copy that. Maybe Chavez would work better then?